Don't move, just leave your gun out with your monitor. Lean back and stay a while now with your monitor.
Yes, indeed, it's Monitor 67 and Gene Rayburn on the first Saturday of summer. And we've got some bright, sunny sounds to match the season in this half hour from Joe Garagiola and Buddy Hackett, and from the Ray Conniff Singers, too.
Summer, I love summer. All the world comes alive in the summer. Summer's playtime, holiday time. It's the fun in the sun, surf, and springtime.
Next up, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Osro Products, manufacturers of the Osro Pressure Washer, Tornado Car Vacuum, and other car care products. Go, Joe!
Sports made the headlines last weekend, but I'll be back to talk about a winner who didn't get any. Right after this, from Osro Products.
Gentlemen, as employees of Friendly Fred's 6-Minute Car Wash, you all remember our days of glory. Remember those steady streams of cars backed up as far as the eye could see?
Yeah, and all of us up to our hip boots scrubbing and brushing. But what happened, Sam?
Happened? I'll tell you what happened. Osro Products came up with a complete car cleaning package for folks to use at home.
You mean Osro's pressure car washer?
Exactly. It does everything that we used to do. Just flick the dial-o-matic switch and it sprays detergent, soluble wax, or clear rinse water.
But how about the insides? That's half of a good clean car. As head of the internal vacuum department, I...
That's the other half of Osro's breakthrough. Their Tornado Car Vacuum plugs right into the cigarette lighter and really does the job. These Osro twins leave cars sparkling clean inside and out. But do you know what really hurts loyal employees of Friendly Fred's 6-Minute Car Wash?
No. What's that, Sam?
Osro does it in just 5 minutes.
Last weekend, the sports page headlines belonged to Jack Nicklaus, who set a new record in winning the U.S. Open, and to Don Wilson, who pitched the first no-hit game ever in Houston's Astrodome. But the biggest winner in the world of sports last weekend might very well have been Mrs. Evelyn Moore of Port Washington, New York. Mrs. Moore competed for the University of Illinois team and picked up first prize gold medals in table tennis, bowling, and 3 different swimming events. And what makes her victory so special is the fact that they came in the 11th annual National Wheelchair Games held in New York. And Mrs. Moore competed in Class 1A, which is limited to those who are most severely handicapped. We think of sports as being the exclusive property of the physically fit, and the wheelchair games show us just how wrong we are. We hear a lot about sportsmanship, but nowhere in sports do we see it put into practice like they do. A winner is applauded not only by his own teammates, but by the opponents, too. The reason is simple. Each winner is an inspiration to every other competitor. Inspiration is the big word here. It's all over the place. Take Miss Joanna Carnett as an example. She's a pretty 21-year-old senior at the University of Illinois. At the age of 7, she was thrown from a horse, but she's not content to just sit in her wheelchair and watch other people compete. She was entered in 7 events and apologized because she hasn't had time yet to learn table tennis. Her specialty is a 60-yard dash, which she does in just over 18 seconds. The whole spirit of the National Wheelchair Games was summed up best by Miss Rosalie Hickson, a 22-year-old secretary from Sharon, Pennsylvania. She said, "I was a member of the track team in high school. I used to do 16 feet in the broad jump, but that was before I came down with polio in 1959. Sports was my life before I got polio, and now it's my life given back to me." Why do they compete? The man to ask would be Stan Labanowicz, who is the coach of the University of Illinois team. He explains it by saying, "Dignity and self-sufficiency are their goals. All they really want is normal opportunity in employment, in recreation, in access to the normal things you and I take for granted." How good are they? Well, a member of Stan's team is Tom Weber, who competes in weightlifting. Last weekend, from the bench press position, Tom Weber lifted 280 pounds. He only weighs 107 pounds himself. In sports, it's usual to congratulate the winners, but that's a little tough in this case because there are no losers. Not really. To them, the name of the game is guts, and they all deserve congratulations. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this from Kendall.
There goes another one, and another one. And there they go. And here comes another one around the bend. They're really moving, and that's power, the power of the new high-performance engines. Now, under the hoods of many of Detroit's sportier models, these engines need better-than-average lubrication protection. They need the protection of Kendall GT1 racing oil. Here's an oil refined from the choicest 100% Pennsylvania crude, then reinforced with additives to prevent foaming, deposits, scuffing, and excessive wear. You don't have to drive in competition to benefit from Kendall GT1 racing oil. It'll protect your car in city traffic, on the open road, anywhere. See your dealer today for Kendall GT1 racing oil. And you can enjoy the colorful, highly personalized comments on the world of sports by Joe Garagiola throughout every weekend here on Monitor. You know, he's also heard every weekday over these same NBC stations. And incidentally, we're very happy to inform you that Sandy Koufax, who hung up his baseball glove at the end of last season to join NBC Sports, we'll be joining the Monitor team beginning next weekend. He's going to be a guest on my TV show very soon, too, we're happy to say. He'll take his place along with Joe and Mel Allen and all the others right here in the Monitor Beacon.
Even though you live in the suburbs, you're still asked to give to the Greater New York Fund. The reason is that the benefits of the Fund's 425 voluntary hospitals, health and welfare agencies, are available to all who work in New York. Your once-a-year contribution helps care for more than 4 million New Yorkers like yourself annually. This helps keep New York a good place to work. Please give generously where you work when you're asked to.
Registered nurses, the Visiting Nurse Association of Brooklyn needs you to visit patients in their homes. Contact the Visiting Nurse Association at Sterling 37420.
Win up to $3,000. Play Discover America with Citgo.
Nothing to buy. Void where prohibited. Full details at Citgo.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Gene Rayburn once again, and it's time for more Monitor music at 17 and a half minutes past the hour. Now I know the latest from Jack Jones.
Now I know why I've been lonely. Now I know I needed you only. I was lost in the stars up above till you gave me a world filled. Now I know how I know.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
All right, now let's monitor the national weather. Later today, scattered showers and thunder showers are expected from the Rockies to the Atlantic, with the exception of the northern plains, the middle Atlantic states, and most of Texas. Continued warm and humid in the south and east, warmer weather in the northwest, and cooler temperatures from Iowa to New Mexico.
Everywhere along America's great highways, you see good service stations with a big new bright yellow AMCO windshield wiper service cabinet. That cabinet serves as a reminder that you never need to gamble when driving your car in bad weather with dead wiper blades that streak and blur your vision dangerously. Statistics show that reduced visibility caused by rain or snow on the windshield is responsible for a tragic percentage of traffic deaths. Even the best windshield wiper rubber goes dead from exposure to sun, wind, and oily road film. Once dead, it can't stop streaking your windshield and blurring your vision. Refill or replace your windshield wiper blades as soon as they start streaking at any service station where you see the big bright yellow AMCO cabinet. It's stocked with the world's finest windshield wipers, arms, and refills. AMCO, A-N-C-O, by Anderson. The skilled AMCO man at the pump can quick fit your car correctly in mere seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
As you probably know, Monitor has been going strong for over 12 years now, and so has the marriage of one of the funniest men in the world. Buddy Hackett. It all began in that birthplace of so many great comedians, the Catskill Mountains Resort area of New York State. And one summer, Well, let's hear the story just as Buddy told it to reporter Jack Eigen and friends in Chicago.
There was a lot of bets made when me and Sherry got married that it wouldn't last 6 months. And it didn't, and we're married 12 years anyway. And, well, we were married on the stage at the Concord, and everybody said that we wouldn't last no 6 months. And,
well, why'd they say that, Buddy? Were you a fickle guy, or were you...
Well, let me explain something to you.
Yes.
That the way it happened is that I used to hang around Jimmy DeMeritt a lot.
The golfer.
Yeah, and Jimmy used to come up on Friday afternoon, and he'd be there Friday evening, then all day Saturday and all day Sunday, and he would give golf clinics on Saturday and Sunday. And Saturday and Sunday evening, he would leave. And the new check-ins came on Sunday, you understand? So then Sunday after Jimmy left, and I lived at the Concord all the time, I'd go out looking for a girl. So I'd find a girl, and I'd stay with her all week. I'd go out with her every night, and I'd be with her all I could. And then came Friday, and Jimmy would come up, and she couldn't find me no more. And Friday night, I'd be hanging out with Jimmy, and he had a nice apartment on top of the pro shop. And they'd be telling stories about all different golfers, and I'd be listening, and I'd sit at his feet like a dog and just listen to all the things. And also... we would drink different alcoholic beverages to keep your swing calm. And they were some of the calmest swings that you ever saw in your whole life. And then these girls would keep calling, why don't you come? Come back to the hotel. Where are you? Don't bother me. I'm with Jimmy. But I'm leaving. Well, you go ahead and leave. Will I see you in the city? I don't know. I'm not naming the city. I'm with Jimmy. And then Sunday I would find a new girl. And one weekend he didn't come up and I got married. So they said, oh, that's a fickle person that would do that. And certainly this person, I mean, I had a pet goat too that I like to keep in a room. And this was the first thing that my wife didn't like at all.
Buddy, does your wife appreciate your humor? Does she laugh at you?
She thinks I'm a cop. She don't believe that I get paid.
No, really, does she think you're a funny guy?
Sure she thinks I'm a funny guy. Otherwise, I would have hit her. My wife said that she learned so much from me in the 12 years, and it improves her constantly. My outlook on life, my philosophies, and my various approaches to different things.
What is your outlook on life, Buddy?
I'll have to ask her.
But Buddy, you're a guy that philosophizes quite a bit. Oh, I've heard you on the...
That's one of my swell things that I do.
Now, why do you think, Buddy, seriously, I want to get you serious for a minute.
Okay.
Why do you think why do you think you are here? Why were you put on this earth? Do you have something?
Why was I put on this earth?
Yeah, why do you think you're here?
Oh, because my father was a wild nut, that's all. Why do you think I was put on this earth?
Well, now that you're here, what do you think you're here for, buddy?
I am here on this earth?
Yes.
Well,
Make people laugh. That's make them happy.
Well, I like to believe that that's the reason, is to make people laugh and to spread humor and joy. But more than that, I think that there's a certain... I really believe there is a brotherly love that exists between human beings, that somehow they follow the wrong leaders and they lose this true sense of God, which is the love for each other.
If I had told you that Buddy Hackett had a serious side to him, you probably wouldn't have believed it. But you heard what he just said, and you believe your own ears now, don't you?
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Stella Stevens, delightful star of Columbia Pictures' Band of Gold. Tell us about it, Stella.
Well, Army, let's see. I suppose it proves we gals can always outsmart you fellas.
No argument about that. And you prove your point charmingly in the picture, making Band of Gold great fun.
Thanks, Army. By the way, I've proved something else for myself.
What's that?
That Coppertone gives you a better tan.
No argument there either, Stella. Coppertone is enriched with special moisturizers that make skin more tannable, help prevent dryness.
Yes, I get a perfectly beautiful tan, and I love what Coppertone does for my skin. Keeps it satiny smooth. How does Vic Damone sing it?
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
I think I get the best of the sun with Coppertone.
Thanks for joining the Tannibles, Stella Stevens.
Winding and Penny Lane, a song written by two of the Beatles, honoring a street in their hometown, the city of Liverpool. In whatever city or town you're in, you're hearing Monitor on NBC Radio in northern Michigan on WMBM Petoskey. Gene Rayburn here. I'll be back very shortly.
This is Lindsay Nelson. Why not join me on Monitor Goes Fishing this weekend on NBC Radio?
Oh, miss, is it true Northeast is all jets to Boston now?
Yes, sir. Brand new Yellowbirds. 17 jets a day, every hour on the half hour. 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30.
Costlier than a flood. Uglier than a pile of garbage. More dangerous than a landmine. Look, down on the ground. It's a bottle. It's a can. It's ugly litter. Disguised as a harmless pamphlet, newspaper, or carton of milk dropped carelessly on the ground, thrown in the water, or left on the beach, it becomes litter. An ugly monster waging a never-ending battle against health, safety, and American beauty. Save your trash for the nearest litter basket. Keep America beautiful.
I'll tell you something. I don't give a hoot how many are this way. I'm telling you, sir, you've got a head full of chicken fat and good night.
It will be a good night for you when you join Brad Crandall from 9 to midnight on WNBC.
76 degrees and foggy in Big Town, the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC New York.
Agent 00 Brick has a suds bomb for you. But you don't have to duck, it's only shampoo. And so gentle to hair that the whole family will be looking just swell. Try it, you'll see. That big sudsy bomb is Breck Concentrate. What a shampoo, it makes you feel great. In each plastic tube at a price that's quite low is Breck Quality for a gal or her beau. Just a dab of shampoo, some water, then wow, Breck Concentrate lathers up with a pow. A bomb full of suds is a feeling that's great with the gentle power of Breck Concentrate.
Gene Rayburn once again with more of Monitor 67 and a Monitor News special. The U.S. Air Force jet carrying Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin has just landed at Niagara Falls, where the Premier will be sightseeing today. For a description of the scene, Monitor News editor Fitzgerald Smith spoke with Mr. J.E. Douglas, director of the Niagara Falls Municipal Airport.
Mr. Douglas, I understand you were out there to greet Premier Kosygin. What was the scene like?
Well, I wasn't really out there to greet him. I was out there to see that everything went smoothly with the airplane and the bringing of the aircraft up to the ramp. And seeing that all went smoothly in that regard, the premier was greeted by Mayor Lackey and his wife, the mayor of Niagara Falls, and there were members of the town council here and the city manager. And they were the actual greeters.
Were there any cheers or demonstrations of any kind, such as giving him flowers?
There were no flowers, but there was quite an applause. All the people were clapping and were very happy to see him, and he seemed to be very happy to see the people that were here.
Mr. Douglas, I understand that he landed a little late because he got a tour from the air.
Well, he did. He was... some late. They went up over Niagara Falls and toured the area over to both Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, and so they were a little late landing. They'll leave at 2 o'clock this afternoon, I think.
Were the security arrangements there tight? I understand they were so tight you didn't get back in the building.
They were pretty tight. I think that a very important personage, and they wanted to take good care of them.
When did you first know that Premier Kosygin was coming to the airport?
About 2 o'clock this morning, I was called. I was asleep, and then I spent the rest of the time at the airport.
And thus you've heard Monitor News editor Fitzgerald Smith talking with the director of the Niagara Falls Municipal Airport, J.E. Douglas. For latest developments in this story, including the summit conversations between President Johnson and Premier Kosygin, it'll be resumed tomorrow in Glassboro, New Jersey. Stay tuned to Monitor and NBC.
Hi there, Annie Oakley, girl trick shot artist who never misses. You missed.
Just can't hit the side of a barn today.
Here, have some V8. That'll straighten you out.
Looks good, like tomato juice.
But it's V8 cocktail vegetable juice. V8 gives you the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8 from Campbell. Beautiful, you did hit the side of the barn.
Next on Monitor, Chet Huntley, brought to you by the great American insurance companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Chet Huntley.
Each spring, the college and university campuses become splendid forums for many of the thought provokers of the nation. This year was no exception. It wasn't a commencement address, rather it was an unprecedented special convocation called earlier in the spring by the highly concerned faculty of the University of California. Admittedly, the California faculty summoned the conference at the time Governor Ronald Reagan had proposed the cut in the university budget, and when the university's president, Clark Kerr, had just been fired. To the convocation, therefore, came the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Earl Warren, former governor of California and a staunch champion of the university. Also there were historian and Pulitzer Prize winner Richard Hofstadter of Columbia University and John Kenneth Galbraith, Harvard economist. It was an assembly obviously not designed to please the current governor of the state of California. More on this in a moment following this message from Great American Insurance.
Hey, Joe, come on over and have a bite with us.
Thanks. Might as well.
Hey, you're looking glum. Problems?
Problems. Compressor blew out last night, and I lost 1,000 gallons of milk we were processing.
Oh, boy. Are you covered for it?
Nah. My insurance agent said he didn't think I was covered because there was nothing about sour milk in my policies.
You ought to talk to my agent. He got me a policy that covers every kind of problem a machine shop operator can run into. One policy. A package. Comes from Great American.
Yeah, but I got a dairy.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. The way Great American works it, they set up the policy exactly for the business it covers. One policy for me, different one for you.
You mean if I had this Great American policy, I wouldn't be out the dough for this spoiled milk?
I'll bet you a cup of coffee you wouldn't. Call them up and find out.
Once again, Chet Huntley. At the University of California convocation, Chief Justice Warren said that a retrenchment of financial support for the university could throw the system so far out of adjustment it might take a generation to recoup. The Chief Justice also came out against Governor Reagan's proposal that students at the university be required to pay tuition. Said Chief Justice Warren, "The genius of this great system has been that the education it offers is free and available to all." He went on to remind his audience of 12,000 students and faculty members that only twice in 100 years had tuition been seriously suggested for the University of California, once in 1895 and again in 1899, but that in both instances, governors of the state had rejected the idea. Chief Justice Warren declared that there is no validity to the argument that California has a great university because the state is prosperous. Rather, he said, the state is prosperous because it has a great university, and that the ideal of quality education was fiercely maintained and defended through recessions, depressions, and several wars. Hofstadter told the California audience that there is a great ignorance as to what a university is. He defined it as a special kind of community devoted to inquiry. He said, somewhere in society there must be an organization in which anything can be studied and questioned. Not merely safe and established things, but difficult and inflammatory things. Questions of politics and war, sex and morals, property and national loyalty. Professor Galbraith defended the contention and dispute on the Berkeley campus. He said that if Berkeley is intellectually the least tranquil community in the world, as well it may be, it is most likely because it houses the best university in the world. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Now this word from your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Hi, Mr. American Motors Rambler dealer. I'm interested in one of your surprise time deals.
Good. Slip on this hat with a funny horn.
Okay.
Register surprise and your brain impulses make the horns honk. Now, look at this 1967 Rebel. Tom McHale of Mechanics Illustrated says there isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. than the 1967 Rebel.
I'll take it.
The Rebel?
The hat. And the Rebel, too. Surprise?
No, Rebels outsell the hats 5-1.
Surprise. You get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Hear Chet Huntley every Saturday and Sunday on Monitor and enjoy his informed observations weekdays, too, by staying tuned to these same NBC radio stations.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Jill St. John, vivacious co-star of Banning, a Universal picture. I guess you're an authority on the country club crowd, Jill.
Because of the picture? Well, that depends on whether the country clubbers in Banning are typical Army.
If they are, all club membership should zoom sky high, Jill. Banning's a sizzler, and your performance is just great.
Thank you, sir. But something tells me you're leading the witness.
Now, how could I do that?
Easily. Country club talk makes me think of the outdoors, the sun.
And the Coppertone?
You see? Well, I confess, I've joined the Tannables, and I'm glad. I think Coppertone gives you a better tan.
Know why? Coppertone's enriched with special moisturizers that make your skin more tannable.
And keep it so satiny smooth.
You're a most cooperative witness, Jill.
I love the deep, rich tan I get with Coppertone.
That's my case. Thank you, Jill St. John.
May I point out to you that about 5 minutes from now, we'll hear from the writer whose article on Stalin's daughter was based on an exclusive phone interview. Learn how she managed to make the contact. That and much more will occur here on the Monitor Beacon.
Chateau Martin wine is on the list of best sellers. Best wine sellers everywhere.
I am about the Chateau Martin wine, from lovely grapes that ripen on the wine. As an extra special treat, the champagne cannot be beat. I am about the Chateau Martin wine.
More people are choosing Chateau Martin champagne, made from pampered grapes, specially selected from New York's celebrated Finger Lakes. Add Chateau Martin champagne to your life. It's part of the current scene. It's the New York State champagne with the delicious French accent. Chateau Martin is on the list of best sellers. Best wine sellers everywhere. When you add it to yours, you'll agree with Gaston.
I am about your Chateau Martin wine.
A product of Chateau Martin Wines, New York, makers of famous Chateau Martin sweet and dry vermouth. Had any lately?
The Come Alive sound on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Don't move, just leave your gun out here in Monitor. Lean back and stay a while out here in Monitor.
Yes, indeed, you're with Monitor and Gene Rayburn, and relaxation is the order of the day.
Miller High Life, the champagne, a bottle of beer.
The big taste of Miller High Life beer is sweeping the country as millions more are asking for Miller High Life in cans, on tap, or familiar crystal clear bottles.
I like the champagne, a bottle of beer. Sparkling, flavorful, and distinctive.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee. This is supposedly the sunshine season, but if it's cloudy where you are, here's some Monitor music to brighten your day. Sunshine, sung the Vicky Carr way.
I've spent too much time here in the dark, trying to hide. Crying inside, I've spent too much time here in the gloom, making a tomb of my room. But suddenly along comes you, and now all that I want to do
is just to love in the sunshine all of the time. Walk in the sunshine all of the time. Walk in the sunshine.
From it all, but now that you come my way, you brought me to the light of day.
Say he man, Mr. Bellboy, with the message from the bell system to all you gypsies who just jump in a car at vacation time and go. Well, my crystal ball says some of you will forget to call ahead, and when you pull your gypsy station wagons up to hotels or motels, you'll find a no vacancy sign. Oh, that can make a gypsy cry violently. So phone ahead for reservations, unless you want to hear a gypsy make a violent cry. Ooh.
One of the big stories in the early part of 1967 was the decision of Joseph Stalin's daughter Svetlana to seek political asylum in this country. One of the biggest scoops went to Mrs. Terry Morris, who managed to get a 30-minute phone interview with the late Russian premier's daughter. This became the basis of Mrs. Morris' article, Svetlana, A Love Story, in the current issue of McCall's magazine, and created a certain amount of controversy between the subject and the writer. Monitor reporter Charlie Holmes concerned himself with the question of how Mrs. Morris managed to be the one to make personal contact with Svetlana, and discovered that Mrs. Morris had been visiting with a brother of Svetlana's late husband in India when a letter from her in America arrived and Mrs. Morris was asked to deliver an answer.
Of course, I was absolutely delighted to be the little pigeon that would carry this letter back, and I, of course, immediately felt that this was a way to get an interview when nobody else was getting an interview. The moment I got home, this was on May 8th, I telephoned her at Locust Valley and could not get to speak with her. I don't know with whom I spoke, but this person said Svetlana is speaking to no one. And she's very happy to have the letter, but please forward it to her lawyers. This is the way we are doing it. I was disappointed, but I forwarded the letter by messenger next day. And the day after that, in the morning, my phone rang, and someone asked, "Is this Mrs. Terry Morris?" I said, "Yes." She said, "This is Svetlana."
Well, how long did you talk with the Premier Stalin's daughter?
It was certainly between 25 to 30 minutes. My guess is 30 minutes.
What did you talk about in this conversation?
Oh, well, for one thing, I said, first of all, we had started out by chatting as people will. She wanted to know how her brother-in-law was. How is this friend, that friend? I had just come from there 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
After this was over, I'd say that took like 7 minutes of our talk.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me, had I been talking to a lot of her friends? I said, I certainly have. "They've told you many things," she said.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Yes, indeed." And then we got to this point where I could see she was a little worried that maybe these people had said things with the best will in the world that weren't quite right.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Great, now that I have you on the phone, would you please clear up a few things for me that I'm puzzled about?" The very first question I asked her was, "How did you meet Brijesh, really?" Because I had six different versions in India of how she met him. So she said, "Gladly," and she told me that they had both been patients at the same hospital in Moscow. She had had some minor complaint, he was ill, and they met in the hospital, and then discovered that they each worked for the same publishing house in Moscow,
mm-hmm.
only in different language sections. And she said, "Now that is the way it happened," and I laughed and said, "Well, you should know." that was one point, of course, that I could clear up. Another, I said, how was it that you just couldn't get an extension of time from the Russian government, because she wanted to stay at least till October 31st of this year, which would be the first anniversary of her husband's death. And she said, "Oh, I pleaded with them. I tried so hard. I applied to Kosygin through the Soviet embassy in Delhi." And she said, "He would not. He would not let me stay." And she said, "You know, had Khrushchev been in power, I believe he would have permitted it, because he was always more sympathetic to me." Now, that was another piece of brand new information, which, and then we discussed this a while. I, of course, also wanted to know, was it true that she was going to build a memorial for her husband in India? And she said, "Yes, it's decided now that she is, there is a hospital there, but it's no more than a sort of first aid station. She intends to use part of her enormous royalties to build, but equip the thing, make it a real hospital so that it can serve a large area." And she discussed with me how badly people need every kind of medical service, and she thinks that's the way she can be most useful. That was another item.
That was Mrs. Terry Morris, whose article about Stalin's daughter is in the current McCall's. We'll be hearing from her and reporter Charlie Holmes in the second half of their conversations, a half hour from now, right here on Monitor.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, right eye chains.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
A blowout can be bad news on a trip. It means you'll have to blow money on a new tire that you'd planned to spend on fun. But a ruined tire doesn't have to ruin your vacation. With a mobile credit card, you can charge a tire, battery, or other emergency repairs at 26,000 mobile stations and keep your cash for what you saved it for, fun. For an application for a mobile credit card, just pull into any mobile station and relax.
That was a pretty crazy beat there, wasn't it, with that thumping tire? Say, take a Monitor memo. Lots of laughs of yours later today when Johnny Carson turns up as a guest and Ed McMahon, turning the tables on Johnny, is the host. And then there's Nichols and May with their own brand of humor. They'll be heard, too, in all the Monitor regular features, sports, news, music, and all the Monitor personalities. Lots of fine, varied listening. So listen, at the moment, Monitor's Swinging Theme by Buddy Rich and the band. Monitor tip for the household. Say, you want to keep ice cube trays from sticking to the shelves of the freezing compartment? Well, here's what you do. You slip a strip of waxed paper beneath the tray before you put it in the refrigerator. Here's another tip. Comfort is your prime concern when there's a convalescent or invalid at home. You can borrow comfort for an individual or for yourself from your local A to Z rental center and at reasonable rates. Borrow professional hospital beds, wheelchairs, crutches, almost any other convalescent and health equipment. See the yellow pages under rental service for your nearest A to Z rental center. Borrow anything your heart desires from A to Z. A to Z rental center, that is.
Hi-ho, hey, hey, to your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey, hey, to Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother, too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey, hey, to Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do.
Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Un poco Rio by Joe Harnell, and that leaves us with poco tiempo, that is little time, but enough to tell you that NBC Monitor News is coming up in the hour. Gene Rayburn here.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Say, are you gardening this weekend? Well, give your green thumb a helping hand. Visit your A to Z rental center in Coram, East Northport, and Smithtown, Long Island. Borrow professional gardening tools and equipment for truly trouble-free gardening. It saves you time and money, too. A to Z has mowers, edgers, thatchers, tillers, electric hedge trimmers, and lawn rollers, and much, much more at reasonable rates. So, whatever your needs, check with A to Z first. A to Z rental is as close as your phone. Check the yellow pages under rentals. Many A to Z rental centers are open on Sundays. Borrow anything your heart desires from A to Z. A to Z rental centers on Long Island, in Coram at 187 Jericho Turnpike, in East Northport at the Elwood Shopping Center, and in Smithtown at 261 North Main Street.
Make your play. Call sportscaster Bill Mazur, weeknights at 5, on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.